Χριστός Ανέστη. Christ is risen. I wonder sometimes, does anybody remember cooler talk? That's the term we use to describe casual discussions between coworkers, usually not about work-related topics, around a place in the office where there was a water cooler. Nowadays, these conversations take place by text or through social media, especially during these most difficult days, especially during this pandemic. I have to confess that I truly miss face-to-face conversations with other people without masks. I mean, just to be able to see a person's face. Actually, sometimes I can't even recognize someone when they're wearing that mask. Although, I think I have learned how to see someone smiling by looking at the smile in their eyes. I often wonder, what would happen if Christ came down to earth today? Would we recognize him? What would he say to us? Who would he talk to first? What would he say? What would we say? Sometimes as we ponder the awesomeness of God, the creator of the entire universe, we assume that this interaction with the crown of creation, humanity, would be powerful and terrible and very scary. Of course, these assumptions come from the scripture that deals with the apocalypse, his second coming. And yet, while Christ was in this world, his interactions were anything but scary. He approached humanity with compassion, with healing, with caring, and with love. His conversations were at times odd and against the norms of the Jewish religion and his time. And he did this on purpose to cause everyone to rethink why they acted in the often negative ways that they did. Today's gospel lesson tells of a woman of Samaria who came to draw water. We will call it 2,000 years ago, the water cooler. Jesus happened to be traveling there, and he began a simple conversation by asking her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone away into the city to buy food, and he was by himself. How strange that he would ask such a thing. After all, she was a woman, and a Samaritan to boot, a second-class citizen according to the Jews, and he was a Jewish man. But that did not stop Jesus from talking to her. This was a woman who we might say was struggling spiritually, like many of us do today. She had many boyfriends and was intimate with some of them. But Jesus does not address her sinful state at first. He asks her a simple question. Give me a drink. How ironic that Christ would ask this question first. Perhaps he was testing her willingness and obedience. Perhaps he was reminding all of us of the last judgment and how the most simplest of actions can save our souls, that when we feed and give drink to the least of his brethren, we give it to him. But what if he was too busy to talk to her, too proud to talk to her, too exhausted even to strike up a conversation? Thank goodness he had his disciples around him taking care of these little details, freeing him up to do the most important things like healing and converting those who were ill or lost. The conversation began with a simple question. Slowly, Christ began to reveal himself to her. Our conversations with God also begin with a simple utterance as well. This conversation may be a quiet prayer as we get ready to sleep and range into a desperate foxhole prayer during the most stressful times in our lives. The water that Christ was referring to was very much different than the water that she came regularly to get from the well. His water is living water, which when sought after satisfies and cures the desire of drink and many other passions of this world. His message was clear. If you put your trust and hope in anything other than God, you will always be wanting. You will never be satisfied. Christ is the source of all good and needful things. The Samaritan woman did not know this at first, but only later did she realize. From his conversation with the Samaritan woman, layer upon layer of her life was peeled off, perhaps a type of confession of sorts, and her life was changed forever. To what degree? Today, the church identifies her as Saint Fotini, a woman who lived a holy life, converting many to Christianity and even offering her life as a sacrifice to Christ. We also have an opportunity to strike up a conversation with Christ just about any time we want. He wants us to give everything, to give to him everything that we need, not just to get through this life, but to transcend it. St. Paul tells us, pray unceasingly, without stopping, that an open channel with Christ can change everything and anything in our lives. But sometimes all it takes is one simple prayer, one conversation with him. That is exactly what happened to the Samaritan woman in today's gospel. And not only was she converted, but a whole town was converted as well. All it took was one conversation with Christ. This was not a conversation that was filled with fear or fire or brimstone or judgment, but one that began as naturally as a discussion at a water fountain. And that changed one woman's life from sinfulness to sainthood. Think about what it can do for us and others. May we take advantage of every opportunity to reach out to Christ and to one another every day, especially during these most difficult times, and be changed by this conversation, by bringing each other to the source of life and love, Christ Jesus. Amen. Έχουμε ευκαιρίες κάθε ημέρα. Ευκαιρίες να μιλήσουμε με τον Χριστό και να φέρουμε άλλους στο Χριστό. Δυστυχώς, αυτές τις ημέρες είμαστε γεμάτοι με φόβο. Και φοβόμαστε να μιλήσουμε με ένας με τον άλλον. Άμα βλέπουμε κάποιον που έρχεται στον δρόμο, περνάμε από την άλλη πλευρά, να μην είμαστε τόσο κοντά. Αλλά στο σημερινό Ευαγγέλιο μαθαίνουμε ότι με κάθε ευκαιρία και με προσοχή να προσπαθήσουμε να μιλήσουμε με αγάπη και αν είναι δυνατό και να φέρουμε τον Χριστό στη ζωή των αλλωνών. Άμα ζούμε εμείς αυτή την αληθινή ζωή ή τουλάχιστον προσπαθούμε να κάνουμε αυτό, είμαστε καλεσμένοι να φέρουμε τον Χριστό στον αλλωνών. Αυτές τις ημέρες, αντί να είμαστε γεμάτοι με φόβο, να είμαστε γεμάτοι με πίστη, να κάνουμε κάθε προσπάθεια να προσέξουμε τον εαυτό μας, να μην αρρωστήσουμε, αλλά να μην ζούμε με φόβο, αλλά με πίστη και με αγάπη, να φέρουμε τον Χριστό σε κάθε άνθρωπο. Η γυναίκα στο σημερινό Ευαγγέλιο άνοιξε μια κουβέντα με τον Χριστό και από αυτή την κουβέντα άλλαξε μια ολόκληρη πόλη. Και εμείς είμαστε καλεσμένοι να κάνουμε και το ίδιο. Έτσι θα πρέπει να προσπαθήσουμε πάντοτε να μην ζούμε με φόβο, αλλά με αγάπη στο Χριστό και με εμπιστοσύνη ότι θα μας βοηθήσει και να φέρουμε όλοι μαζί μέσα στη πίστη που έχουμε προς τον Θεό και προς τον Χριστό. Αμήν.